Well, God bless you all, and thank you very much, Barney, for this evening to teach and the second part on Pentecost. We saw yesterday, I don't know how many folks didn't hear it, but there might be a few on the call. We went to Exodus 19, and we looked at the first Pentecost, and in that record, we saw God telling Israel to get ready for him to come on Mount Sinai, and he was going to speak to the children of Israel. And five times in that chapter is a Hebrew word called call. And we're going to now see in the New Testament how these are connected. God always wanted to talk to his people, okay? And we're going to pick this up in Luke 9, verse 34, which is the record of the Mount Transfiguration. And to get into more detail on this, but another time, Peter wants to make three tabernacles for Moses and Elijah and Jesus Christ. And what he didn't even know what he was actually talking about, but he said, it says, not knowing what he said, while he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it closed and told no man in those days of any of the things which they had seen. And this word voice here is the Greek word phoné. It is the same word used in the Septuagint that was found in the Old Testament for call. God has always wanted to speak to his people. And in the same as the first Pentecost, the Pentecost in Acts 2, Jesus Christ was prepping the apostles to get ready, to make ready. He was telling them, breathed on them, said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. He told them to tarry in Jerusalem not many days hence, and the Spirit would come. He told them that they would receive power from on high. He was prepping them and giving them an anticipation for this next Pentecost. And in Acts 2:1, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. It's real interesting to see the parallels here from the first Pentecost and this one. As you read on, it says in verse 6, it says, and when this was noised abroad, when this was noised abroad, was this speaking in tongues that they received, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. That word noised abroad is the same word, phoné. And in verse 3, cloven tongues like as a fire descended upon him. These are parallels to God's descending down with the fire on Mount Sinai to speak to the children of Israel. Once an individual is born again and receives the Holy Spirit, he now has a way to communicate to God, and God has a way to communicate to him. 1 Corinthians talks about speaking in tongues, 1 Corinthians 14, and what in it says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, this verse 2, speaks not unto men but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Albeit, in his spirit when he speaks mysteries, he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. And he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. but he that prophesies edifies the church. Now we'll skip down to verse 7 here. And even things without life-giving sound, whether the pipe or harp, except they give distinction in sounds, how shall it be known at what is piped or harp? So this word here, sound, is the same Greek word, phoné. In the English, what word do you think we have that is similar? Phone. And in the Old Testament, that word call meant call, voice. So here we have a phone call. God always wanted to make a phone call to everyone in the world, you know, and he wants a conversation. In the book of Hebrews, in chapter 12, we have a summary of the first Pentecost and the present day. So I'd like to read those two in the context and see this. In verse 18, says, for ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of the trumpet and the voice of the words, which voice they that heard entreated that word, which should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as of a beast touched the mountain, it would have been stoned, should be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye believers, you and I are come unto the Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men, made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the sprinkling of the blood, that speaketh better than the things that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, not like Israel. Israel refused to want to hear from God after that incident, and they said, we don't want God talking to us. We just want you to talk to us, Moses. And he's saying here, see that ye refuse not to him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall we not. We shall not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And throughout this word, section here, the word voice is the same Greek word as phoné. So God always wanted to talk to us, just as God spoke on the Mount Transfiguration, saying, this is my beloved Son. So he says, this is my beloved Son to every one who is born again. Speaking in tongues is the witness of this. And in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 through 19, it reads here, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven, we heard. Peter and them were there. They heard it. And when we were with him in the holy mount, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that ye take heed, as unto the light that shineth in the dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. This more sure word of prophecy was a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4, it says, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and the gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his will. So we have seen that on that first Pentecost, God gave them the law and wanted to speak to them. They later refused to have God speak to them. Rather, they chose Moses to be their intermediary, and that's in Exodus 20, 18 through 19, and Deuteronomy 18, 16 through 17. But after Christ's completed work, it was available for anyone to receive the Holy Spirit and to be able to have a two-way conversation with God. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we have the list of the manifestations here in verse 7 through 11. It says, and the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given the Spirit of the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, and to another working of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these work at that one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. Now, most of you know this, that there's two Greek words here for another. And the allos is one of the Greek words, and it means more than two involved. And heteros is when only two are involved. And the manifestations for heteros are only two manifestations, and that is faith and speaking in tongues, because it's only you and God. And this is what's so beautiful, is that God capsulized this whole thing of Pentecost, of wanting to speak to his people, and he gave them the opportunity to have a two-way communication, like a phone call. And I just want to thank you all for letting me share that with you, and God bless you.
All right. Can you pray, Mike?
Sure. Well, dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you have made it available for us to be able to receive the Holy Spirit, and that we can speak in tongues, and we can speak in tongues much, because we love you so much, and we know you love us always and forever. And what a conversation we can have. We can speak divine secrets, divine mysteries. Father, we just are so thankful for this gift, and we look forward to the day that you send your son Christ back, and we can all be together forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.